time to take off the podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. This is episode 21. To find out about how your teachers study vocabulary? Well, those of you who are interested, you can now listen to how Nicole of Marianne answered this question. Last year I asked her this in my previous podcast, Joanne Company, Company and Joe, and this is what she said to that question.
Vocabulary learning. Now the ideas that jump to mind relate to how I used to try and memorize vocabulary. Number one, I used to read a lot and try to find first guess meanings from context. And I kept thinking this was something very smart, but I never ever believed whether my guessing was right. Therefore, I always checked every single word, every new looking item in the dictionary. And when I was the age of our students today, I used to have vocabulary notebooks. The notebooks looked very attractive. Mm-hmm. I deliberately chose the type of notebook I would want to handle with pleasure. Nice cover, nice layout, nice paper quality. Mm-hmm. And I used to put down the actual words from the dictionary. And I also added, if necessary, pronunciation. And I often put down the Hungarian equivalent. And then I even tried to memorize them afterwards. And I still remember a number of items, whether they were on the top of the page, the middle of the page, and how I couldn't figure out what they meant, and I couldn't figure out why I meant to remember them. And then over those years, I decided not to put down words like this, and I tried to also remember words from context as I went by, like traveling is a brilliant opportunity. And I switched from simply trying to remember vocab items to noting down not only the new items, but also new phenomena and language that would accompany.
And that would be like anywhere you went.
And mostly anywhere I went is no good. Mostly when I traveled.
Like not within the country, but
Sometimes in the country, sometimes to Britain.
Right.
So I would use this as an opportunity to take notes, to try to remember not only the actual words, but also the context.
Sure.
And I keep remembering some of the items which I really wanted to memorize, and they keep escaping. And one of them is a minute ago, I did remember.
It wasn't attrition.
No, it wasn't attrition.
And of course, we know the phenomena when you want to
remember. Right. So conscious retrieval from memory is tricky.
Yeah.
It usually comes when you don't try to remember the actual word, but you would like to simply use it. But now it will come back.
Mm-hmm.
Attrition, on the other hand, is a special phenomenon which relates to forgetting items. And of course, it happens that something you used to know just escapes you and you can't remember. I remember I used to know a lot about certain cultural items.
Mm-hmm.
Like I used to know a lot about British architecture, interiors.
Wow.
And I remember I visited similar places a couple of times, and I could do guiding. But now those words again escape me because I've not been using them for quite a while.
Right, and can you recall the sources of the readings you had?
Oh, absolutely. I still use the very same technique, and this is pleasure reading, and pleasure reading for me is novels.
Novels, right. Mm-hmm.
So the novels that I would read to upgrade my English, to update myself on the literary scene. And I definitely have benefited from that. And I would go from 5-star, very highbrow literature to what I see as very good quality literature. Like one of my favorites is David Lodge, who writes as a real British author. And he is very conscious about the way he uses language. And, for example, he's one of the authors I really appreciate. But there are several others. And I have always tried to balance both British and American, although post-colonial is not terribly in with me.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Thanks for sharing your experience with the students of these two groups, reading and writing course.
The word I meant to say is still not available, but it will come, so I'll send you the word when I'm there.
You heard part one of Marianne's story. After I recorded this, I turned off the MP3 player recorder, and as soon as I did, the word came to Marianne's mind, so I turned the recorder back on so that I could record the word also.
Now that you have turned it off, it's curfew. And I still remember the board where I saw this written, and I could not figure it out because it didn't make any sense. And then I looked it up in the dictionary in Exeter about 25 years ago, and I did consciously store it, but every time I want to retrieve it, no way. And then I know it will come, but it takes a while. I can't remember the look of the word, and I can't even remember how long it is. But curfew is funny because of the meaning, because it's a little vague. Plus, it doesn't really mean what the Hungarian equivalent means, so there are so many different hues to the meaning. Anyway, so curfew is it.
And this was Marianne telling you about how she's learning and how she used to learn vocabulary in English. And the music this week is, again, something that you may be familiar with, some of you that listened to a previous episode of Takeoff. It's Everyday Jones. And the music this time is What I'm Missing. You can find the link to the album on podsafeaudio.com as well as on my Podomatic page. It's just you.
Never mind.
Until next time, take it easy.